That's right. Time to jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 19th of June. Just what's going on this day in history. On today's date in the year 1586, English colonists left Roanoke Island after failing to establish England's first permanent settlement in North America, having attempted to settle there the previous year. The colony was belaboured by a lack of supplies and poor relations with the local Native Americans, who clearly knew what was up, and a delayed resupply mission served as the final straw. All in all, it was probably a good idea. A second colony that attempted to settle in the same area the following year famously became known as the Lost Colony due to the unexplained disappearance of its population of around 120 colonists, who left behind only a carving of the word Croatoan, a mystery which to this day has never been resolved. Today in 1816, the Battle of Seven Oaks was fought between rival fur trading companies, the Northwest Company and Hudson's Bay Company, near Winnipeg in Canada. The first officially recorded organised baseball game was played under Alexander Cartwright's rules on Hoboken, New Jersey's Elysian Fields, with the New York Baseball Club defeating the Knickerbockers 23-1 today in 1846. 1862, the U.S. Congress prohibited slavery in the United States territories, nullifying Dred Scott versus Sanford. And in 1865, over 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, slaves in Galveston, Texas, were finally informed of their freedom. The anniversary is officially celebrated in Texas and 41 other contiguous states as Juneteenth. Maximilian I, born in Austria, the first and last and only monarch of the Second Mexican Empire, today in 1867, was executed by firing squad in Quintaro, Quintaro. France, seeking to conquer Mexico, had invaded in 1861 along with Spain and the UK. Napoleon III had invited Maximilian to become the head of a new pro-French Mexican monarchy. Mexican Republic forces, however, were never completely defeated, and with aid from the United States, along with the withdrawal of French forces, meant that they wound up back on top, capturing Maximilian and executing him to officially restore themselves to power. Benito Mussolini, at the time a radical socialist, June 19th in 1903 was arrested by Bern police for advocating a violent general strike. The first Father's Day was celebrated in Spokane, Washington, today in 1910. 1944, the Battle of the Philippine Sea began as part of World War II, resulting in an American victory that eliminated the Imperial Japanese Navy's ability to conduct large-scale carrier actions. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, today in 1953, were executed as spies for the Soviet Union at Sing Sing in New York. Kuwait declared independence from the United Kingdom today in 1961. June 19th in 1969, equal pay for women in Australia was granted by the Commonwealth Conciliation and Arbitration Commission. Garfield, holder of the world record for the world's most widely syndicated comic strip, made its debut today in 1978. 2009, mass riots involving over 10,000 people and 10,000 police officers broke out in Shishou, China, of the dubious circumstances surrounding the death of a local chef. And finally, in 2012, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, on June 19th, requested asylum in London's Ecuadorian embassy for fear of extradition to the United States after the publication of previously classified documents, including footage of civilian killings by the US Army. So, nice birthday. birthdays for us today. Salman Rushdie is 73. Richard Wilkins, 66. Kathleen Turner, also 66. UK PM Boris Johnson is turning 56 today. And Zoe Saldana is 42. And a few famous musos. Lester Flatt, born 1914. Nick Drake, 1948. Tommy DeVito of the Four Seasons is 92 today. Danny Chauncey, 38 Special, 64. Paula Abdul, 58. Drummer Simon Wright, 57. Brian Welch of Korn is 50. Mario De Blanta of Gojira, 39. And Macklemore, 37 today. But going out on this one. This one for Anne Wilson of Heart, 70 this morning. Lead vocals along with sister Nancy Wilson. In 2006, Anne was listed as one of the top heavy metal vocalists of all time by Hit Parader magazine, and in 2013, Heart inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Going out on one from them, Magic Man by Heart, taking us out on This Day in History.
Girl, he said with a smile, you don't have to love me yet, let's get high on wild. But try to understand, he's a magic man.